Processions are common here, but these are not devotees. Residents of this temple town are chanting against the government's plan to redevelop this area and relocate hundreds of people.
Why does the government even want to build a new corridor? This will ruin the town. People come here to experience the history and meet residents like us who are part of the history. What's the point of the new corridor if everything is thrown out?
The ancient town of Vrindavan in northern India is a popular pilgrimage site for Hindus. It's home to the 150-year-old Banki Bihari Temple, one of the largest dedicated to Lord Krishna. These narrow lanes are often crowded. Last year, a stampede killed two people. The government wants to redevelop 5 acres of surrounding area. It also plans to increase the temple's capacity by 5 times.
More tourists will come here. This will benefit the local economy. We believe the trade and business will grow. It will also create more jobs. So it will be good for the people of this town.
Buildings have been marked for demolition. Some of these have been around for decades.
Religious tourism is big business in India. It dominates domestic travel and generates billions of dollars every year. To capitalize on this, the government has spent millions of dollars to renovate temples at religious sites like Varanasi and Ujjain.
Some say the project could destroy the town's unique history.
The streets around leading to the temple are sacred. It is believed Lord Krishna grew up here. The redevelopment will make Vrindavan like Delhi or Mumbai. That's why I suggested the government shift the temple to a different area so devotees get all the facilities.
The government says it'll compensate people and relocate businesses. Residents say the land has emotional value and the project will ruin its essence. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Vrindavan, Northern India.